Lamentations 3:22-23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. In reflecting on his life, the prophet called to mind a dark and depressing picture. He had seen affliction. He spoke of the bitterness of gall and travail. He knew of heavy chains and unanswered prayer. He knew the rocky and crooked path. He had been desolate, and the people had held him in derision. He had experienced poverty and weakness and a life without hope. Then, like a ray of brilliant sunshine bursting into the dungeon of gloom, he remembered something else, and when he remembered that, his despair turned to hope. He remembered the faithfulness of God. When God's faithfulness exploded on the scene, the clouds began to scatter, the sky began to clear, and the melancholy music was replaced by the songs of Zion. It healed the broken heart, restored the sagging spirit, and returned the long-forgotten smile. The streams of mercy flooded his soul, and he began to realize that although things were bad, they might have been worse, and in all likelihood, they would get better. Time and again through the centuries, the people of God have faced hardships. Daniel was in a dungeon. Jonah was in the belly of the whale. Joseph was left to languish in a foreign prison. Paul faced storm, shipwreck, and beatings with whips and rods. The first century Christians were placed in the arena of Rome to be mangled by savage beasts. Later, those who translated the Word of God were burned at the stake. Missionaries had been martyred by savages and beheaded by enemies of the cross. Pain, suffering, and death have been common companions to those who follow the Lord. And like Moses' burning bush, the Church of Jesus Christ is not consumed. It is alive and vigorous in every clime and nation. The inexhaustible fountain of mercy from the Father of mercies still flows full and free. It will never fail nor run dry. His mercies are new every morning, and with each new day they cover the earth with their sweet fragrance of love. When human comforts fail, God's compassions do not. The truth of the Lord endures forever. Therefore, we can hope in him. Two things stand out in this passage. He speaks of a difficult life. Well, think with me for a moment. An easy life can make us indulgent of the flesh, forgetful of God, in love with the world, deaf to the Word of God, and secure in ourselves. Afflictions, on the other hand, can humble us, show us the vanity of the world, soften our hearts, and be used to bring us to our senses and then to God. The faithfulness of God is also a major theme. In spite of our failures, unfaithfulness, and folly, God is faithful. Therefore, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.